The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On Ox. This is, I'm sure, episode 6, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, this is our last episode of the season.
Yes. And today we're going to be talking about rock music. As you guys know, we're going to follow the same format as usual. We're going to do our 5-minute segments each. And then today we're going to have some fun and we're going to do some Spotify Wrapped predictions because it has not come out yet. We're a little sad about that, but it's okay.
And it might come out when you listen to this, though.
Yeah.
Because hopefully.
So as you're listening, you'll see our predictions. We'll try and post it on time. And then, you'll know. And then we're also going to do some honorable mentions and we'll wrap it up. So
today's genre is rock.
Yeah, and mind you, like, rock is a big genre. I don't know, Kara, do you have anything you want to say about the genre itself, or do you want to just
When I think of rock, kind of like the first thing that comes to mind is very like heavy metal, like loud electric guitar and drums, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But like, I realized that there's like so many like kinds of rock. I remember watching a YouTube video. It was like listing all of the kinds of rocks there are, and it was like 12 minutes long. There's rock and roll, heavy metal, soft rock, progressive rock, Britpop, and even like death metal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dive into it. Who wants to go first? I can tackle it, or
you can go first if you want.
All right, so I'm gonna talk about one of my favorite rock albums that I got into last year. It was 2 years ago, I think. It's Emil and the Sniffers by Emil and the Sniffers. This is like a 30-minute album. If you don't know Emil and the Sniffers, they're like an Australian rock band. They've been kind of getting more popular recently. They have like 2 million monthly listeners.
Ooh.
They came out with an album in 2024 called Cartoon Darkness. Pretty good album. I definitely just really got into their first album, Emil and the Sniffers. Songs like Starfire 500, Gacked on Anger, I really like. This whole album's good. Cup of Destiny, I really liked. It's just like a very like intensive rock album. I will say I love it when it's like an all male band and a female singer.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know what it is about that combo. It never fails
it
to like amaze me.
It always hits.
It always hits. Like 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be peak.
Peak music.
Genuinely, I don't know what it is. You know, like Men I Trust. You have the Marías.
Yes.
Emil and the Sniffers, no doubt. Back in the day.
Lush.
Oh, like it just doesn't like. It's always peak.
The Cranberries.
So like, bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, if they have a female female lead
the
and
Sundays.
It's an all-male group, it's, bro, like, you know what I mean?
Everything.
It's always going to cook.
Yeah,
it's
any year, too.
Yeah,
it started a long time ago.
It's just the trend. Like, you never know. But, Emil and the Sniffers were really good. I mean, I don't know, she's, like, Australian, so you can, like, hear, like, her accent a bit.
Australian singers.
But I don't think it'd be as good if she wasn't Australian.
The accent adds to it. That's kind of like the Last Dinner Party, too. Like, they all, like, sing in a British accent. Like, this wouldn't be the same.
No, it's, like, and she has such, like, rage. Like, and I love that. Like, it's, like, I don't know, I feel her, like, frustration in the music. And I think that's, like, you know it's good rock music when you feel something while you listen to it. Like, when I listen to this, I sometimes just feel a little angry, but it's just so good. And it's, like, I love this whole album. I also really like their second album, Comfort to Me. Hurts is, like, the most popular one. I think that's the best one, though. So, like, it just kind of is what it is. But that one's also a good one. And I haven't gotten into their new album. I don't know why. I just haven't gotten around to it. But I highly recommend. I think that this is, like, a really solid band. And I don't know. This album just, like, really stuck to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember... funny story, I only found them because one of my favorite rock bands, King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard, I'll talk about them later, but I basically went through their record label and I just found a bunch of random bands and stuff like that. I think like Black Pumas is on the same record label and there's a couple other ones I liked, but then I saw them and I was like, Emil and the Sniffers, I've never heard that before. So I checked them out and it was like, whoa.
Like, damn, what are they sniffing?
Yeah. Maybe some glue, because it definitely sounds like they did a bit. But
like, they sniff some glue before they record their song.
Yeah, but I feel like I would sniff glue and then listen to this music. That's how, that's just how I feel. I don't know.
Some glue sniffing
I
music.
Would listen to this. I love Australian media.
Right? It's so
Australian
good.
Rage.
Underrated. And it's like, you know, they've been through a lot because of the animals that they have over there. Like, honestly, like, I feel that rage.
Like, they probably have to, like,
fight kangaroos getting
to, like,
the
swarm through, like, kangaroos, like, daily. Like, of course they're upset. Like,
she definitely, like, boxed the kangaroo. killed like 20 like human sized tarantulas, and then recorded this whole album. Like, that's just how I feel. Oh, like, yeah. When I hear this, I'm like, oh, she definitely fought an anaconda before she got here. Like, this, like, that's why she's so, like,
step over a few tarantulas.
Yeah, like the song like Gacked on Anger. It's like, oh, she's like mad.
Now we got to record a song. I don't know how. What kind of
rock do you think it is?
It's kind of grunge. A little garagey, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of just like her like yelling.
Oh, I love that.
But it's not like metal. It's like, just like,
sometimes you just need to listen to women yelling.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's just like, it's just so much female rage in it. If you like need one of those like non-cringy, non-like Netflix core like female rage playlists, put this on there, you will feel it. Like, that's what this album feels like to me. But I mean, that's Emile and the Sniffers. I highly recommend. I think their album covers are pretty cool as well. And I think this is like a band that I think a lot of people can get into. They're really fun. But yeah.
I could go next. Yeah.
Go for it, girl. She'll
grab
the
ox next.
Yes, I'll grab the ox. So my album is called Keep Me Fed by The Warning. It's an album that came out in June of 2024. So again, pretty recent. It consists of a Gen Z band, basically of three sisters, and they're born and raised in Mexico.
Okay, okay.
The vocalist, she's born in 2000. The drummer is born in 2002, and the bassist is born in 2004. So they're all like Gen Z. They're all like born in the 2000s. They're fairly young. And they've been a band for a long time. Like, there are videos of them 10 years ago when they're little kids, just like being a band, which is sick. Really crazy. So they kind of grew up being a band together.
Yeah.
It's a mix of rock with a bit of metal, so I would consider it more on like the metal side of rock.
Okay.
The album cover is pretty cool as well. It's like the three of them, and they're all on a large like dinner table, and it looks really like poise and like fancy, and they're all surrounded by like older people. But they're like, one of them's holding a candlestick, one of them's like feasting on like
What's the album called again?
It's called Keep Me Fed.
And
it's really cool. I really like the reason why I got into the album is because I like the album cover and the way it looks. It just looks so cool. The three songs that stood out to me were Sick, More, and Que Más Quieres, I think it's called.
Okay.
They're just so good.
This is interesting. Yeah,
it's cool. Really, really interesting. It's really, really, really good.
Does it sound like the album cover?
It does sound a lot like the album cover. I would say like that the visuals. So cool. Yeah, the visuals and the songs are very much similar. If you really like rock and you really like metal specifically as well, I honestly heavily recommend this album. Or if you want to try out something new on the rock side that's more metal-based, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah, that's I honestly think that that's a really good album.
That's cool.
Does it keep you fed?
It does keep you fed. It does.
And
it
it's like newer
does.
Rock, too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's like a cool cover.
Yeah, I think I listened to it back in high school, like the end of... Literally, it was June, so it was, like, right when high school ended.
Yeah.
Shocking, graduated in 2024. But, yeah, I listened to it in the summer, and because I was trying to, like, find something new to listen to.
Yeah.
And when I found that album, it was honestly, like, it was a pretty big shift from what I do listen to. But I do really like other songs by other, like, metal artists. Like, I really like Metallica a lot, and I like some Slipknot songs. Yeah. So, like, this was a really good kind of introduction as well to metal, and specifically metal that's like more recent instead of like an older metal, and also metal that's led by not only just a female vocalist but like a full female band.
That's really cool.
I love that.
Like, really cool. You don't
and they're all Gen Z
lot.
Too
I feel it's not a
why have I never
thing.
Seen
yeah.
that
it's crazy.
It's really interesting. I don't know, I feel like for me, like, you never see like a all I don't know. It's like rare. I don't know why it's
just
so rare.
It has to be a man in there.
I know. Yeah. There's what is it? The Beaches that are also a rock band.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Muna, which is like a pop
band. I love Muna.
Yes. Then there's Boy Genius, obviously. That's like the big one. Like
Very heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Yeah, that's such heavy metal.
Like. JK, so JK. Heavy metal.
Didn't they win best rock song at the Grammys or something? Probably, or like something in the rock category they actually won.
Moshing out to...
Yes.
Oh my God, when we're talking about like female like rocks, like singers with a rock, like a band, I forgot to mention Paramore.
Oh my God.
I feel so fake.
We
that's
need
like
to
a,
get
that's
a, we need to talk about
guys,
them in
we're
honorable
so
mentions.
Fake.
We're gonna. We
yeah,
should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
because I love Paramore.
We love you, Haley.
Yeah.
We love you, Haley.
Our goat.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, anything else you want to say about that album?
I think I'm good. Yeah. It's honestly just so good. Like, give it a listen.
Listen to it, y'all. Listen to it, y'all.
Listen to it.
Yep. Yes. Kara, you want to go next? Tackle it.
Yeah. Best for last. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. Maybe in, like, popularity, because this album is very popular. Yeah. I wrote a lot about it. But I realize the majority of the rock that I listen to, like, religiously is classic rock, and I don't want to bore you guys with, like, talking about, like, the Beatles and everything. Like, no shade to the Beatles if you're listening. Paul. Anyways. But
Paul, only specifically Paul.
Paul, if you're listening.
Paul, if you're hearing this right now, we're sorry.
Yes.
We're so, what's the album called?
Yeah. So the album pick is American Idiot by Green Day. It came out in 2004.
Banger.
Yes, I decided to, like, pick more of, like, a pop, punk rock, early 2000s album with, like, an iconic reputation, obviously. Green Day has, like, an amazing discography and, like, so many good options to choose from. Like, if you have the Spotify open, there's so many.
Yeah.
But I chose this one because it has, like, the most classics, in my opinion. For sure. Or maybe it's a personal thing. But it's their second most popular album. There's 9 tracks. 4 of them are consecutive tracks, which means, like, 2 songs in one. Yeah. So basically there's 13 songs.
I love that.
Calculations are correct.
I know. I love it when albums do that.
I love it so much.
Tyler the Creator, medleys, like, it makes the best, like,
oh, yes. Ones of those. the ones, like, these pronouns are getting out of hand, and it's like a slash.
And it's always like a, with the Tyler song, it's like a all capitals.
It's all capitals.
Yeah, like, why are you yelling at me?
If I see Tyler Creator in a slash, I know it's about to be one of the best songs I've ever heard in my entire life.
Someone there's a slash in there.
911, Mr. Yeah. Lonely, Call Me. Like, man, like, Sweet, I Thought You Wanted to Dance, like, peak.
Yes.
Peak.
Anyways, so this album has just so much, like, obvious personality, even from the album cover to the sounds, to the lyrics. It's very, very, like, in your face punk rock. It's very, like, punk rock, like, starter pack. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, music starter pack. Yeah. Like, anyone can, like, recognize the album cover.
It's like, just listen to music for the first time. What should I listen to?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's American Idiot.
It makes me think of, like, an early 2000s, like, title sequence, especially from the first track with, like, the subtle guitar in the beginning and then, like, the drums where it goes boom. Yeah.
Ooh.
And then just wakes you up.
Oh, for sure. Like, I just know, like, American Idiot can work in, like, most, like, movies, like, in the very, like, beginning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like angsty teenagers.
Yeah.
Mom, I don't want to go to school.
Literally.
And mom, it's in the early 2000s. I don't want to clean my room.
Exactly. That's
Stop.
What this sounds
You're
like.
My
and then,
life.
Like, there's like a beautiful breakfast and they grab an apple and then leave.
Yeah, exactly. I'm late. And then it's like,
thanks, mom.
Wait, who's eating all those pancakes?
Like, and their shoes are untied.
Gotta go to band practice. You forgot your jacket.
You forgot your. Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, about the album, I think I said this before, but I love, like, concept albums, and this album definitely fits under the category. It's, in fact, a punk rock opera. So, like, similar to a soap opera, but in music form, layered with, like, a lot of historical context.
Yeah.
And if you know me, actually, no one knows this, but, like, I love, media and, like, songs with, like, historical references and, like, context. Yeah. Like, for example, like, Big Mouth Strikes Again. You know the one? They mentioned Joan of Arc by the Smiths. Yeah, and then Waterloo by ABBA talked about, like, Napoleon and stuff.
Yeah.
So basically American Idiot has, like, themes of the life of someone who is living in, like, the city, America, navigating, like, life post 9/11. And, like, being thrown with, like, the emotions of, like, freedom, rebellion, politics, you know, like, media manipulation, because, like, obviously, like, 9/11 took a toll on, like, America and the world, made them, like, question their lives and, like, the authority they're under. So, like, considering all of this, I searched this up this morning, sorry. The album follows, like, a character named Johnny, and you basically follow him, like, through the album as he, like, navigates, like, the contrasting challenges of freedom and, like, being in America. Which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
It's very historical. Other than that, my favorite tracks are Give Me Novocaine, which is my baby.
Mm.
And then there's also Holiday. Everyone knows Holiday. It's also, like, connected to Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh,
everyone knows
I
that
think
one.
That's just, like, one of the best.
Yes. Yeah. And then, also American Idiot 2, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Green Day is coming out with them. They're writing a film that's coming out soon.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. They didn't tell me to say that, but yeah.
Yeah. Some promo.
Yeah, some slight promo.
Yeah. That's okay. I remember my dad would put this album on a lot when I was a little kid. So this was like a big album in my childhood.
Thanks, dads.
Yes. Thank you, dads, all over the world for dad rock.
Yes. That's like 50% of my music taste, literally, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot of my music is just dad rock.
That should be considered a genre.
Mine's mom rock, because my mom put me onto all my rock. Yes. Thanks, mom.
Thank you, parents.
Yes.
Shout out, parents.
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty cool, though. I like that album a lot. I think it's a cool album.
So iconic.
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add on to that?
I think, honestly, the album speaks for itself. Go on Spotify, put it on. Sure. Speaker, close your door. Slam your door and be like, press the first track. Listen to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to sing it, but like.
It's okay.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, that's it for our album picks of the day. So let's get into honorable mentions. Any of you guys want to tackle that first, or do you want me to go for it?
I have two.
Okay. Spit them out. Come on.
Okay. Okay. One that I really, really want to say is I chose the Keep Me Fed album because it's lesser known, and I wanted to put people on to something that a lot of people don't know about. But a really good honorable mention that I really want to talk about is Live Through This by Hole.
Fire.
I love this band so much. I love so many songs from this album. I really like Asking For It. That song's really good. Miss World is one of the best songs of all time. Okay. Objectively, one of the best songs of all time. I love the album cover so much. I love the color purple, so it's really good.
Yep.
They're just, I love that band. Like, Courtney Love was also so outspoken with issues going on in the music industry, especially issues towards women. And that does really reflect a lot in her music. And she would also talk about it a lot in live performances. She's just not afraid to speak her mind at all. Another band I really want to shout out is Bikini Kill for the same reasons as well. They're also very outspoken. They kind of were the music backbone of like the Riot Girl phase that happened. It's honestly also a really good band. And those two bands are also women led as well. And I just really like them. Bikini Kill is more, I would say, punk.
Love that.
I'm not sure. But yeah, it's like more punk in that like genre. And then Hole is kind of just like straight up rock, or like alternative rock, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say like those two bands and like that one album by Hole is really, really, really good. I'd like shout out that one.
Yeah. That's cool.
Women in rock.
Women in rock. There's so many.
Speaking of women in rock, here's an all male group. My pick, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Don't forget about it. I love King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. If you don't want to say the whole name, you can say KGLW. I've seen them live. They're like one of my favorite rock bands of all time. They've had like 25 total albums.
This is cool.
So we're also laughing about that.
I like their album covers.
Right, Kate?
They're really cool.
They have the funniest names. Like my favorite name from one of their covers, the names, is Petro Dragonic Apocalypse or Dawn of Eternal Night and Annihilation of Planet Earth.
Wow. And that there's literally a dot, dot, dot on Google. Like, it just keeps going.
Yeah, no, it's just too much. They have, like, 25 albums, I'm pretty sure. They release, like, there's some years where they have, like, 3 albums in a year. I think last year they had, like, 2 albums. This year they had, like, 2 albums.
Wow. So they just keep, like, cranking out
they be making
so
music.
Consistent.
They're no longer on Spotify because they're protesting Spotify. So I'm really sad about that, but I'm still listening to their music all the time. I have so many of their albums. Some of my favorite honorable mentions from them alone is I'm In Your Mind Fuzz, I Love Infest the Rat's Nest, Paper Machine Dream Balloon, Sketches of Brunswick East, I like Eyes Like the Sky. I also really like, it's just like such a good discography. I like don't dislike any of them really.
They're from Australia too.
Yes, they're Australian.
You just love your Australians.
Man, what can I say? I love Australians. And they just have like one of like the craziest discographies I've ever heard in my life. Everything's like really out there and different and cool.
This looks like something I listened to, I'm not gonna lie.
And every single album is like a different genre in rock.
I love that.
They have like, they started with garage rock, they have like they have an electric rock album. They have like a calmer album. They have like metal. I definitely like their metal music. I'm not a metal guy at all, but I listen to like King Gizzard metal. If that makes sense. I don't know why. And Festa Rat's Nest, so good. And then they have so many like random songs you wouldn't think they would make, and they just have it. And they have like these two EPs that are like 30 minutes each, but like it's just like one or two songs and it's like 15 minutes each. Or like they have like really interesting albums. Like there's an album called Quarters, which is four songs, and each one
exclamation point.
Yeah, and I think each song is 15 minutes and there's four songs. So it's like four quarters of the album.
Oh.
Yeah, which is so cool. Like, who even thinks of that?
Who even thought?
Right?
Who would have thought?
But yeah, that's my pick.
Yeah. So I think we should go into the...
Well, Kara, did you have any quickly?
Yeah.
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go?
Dude, like, say like them really fast. Say them really fast.
Yeah, I have a few. So like Moron Classic Rock. Sorry, I won't shut up about this. I love Dire Straits. They're self... titled album from 1978 is my favorite. Third Eye Blind, The Smashing Pumpkins, and The Cranberries are one of my favorite artists in the world. They have some alternative rock, so those are mine, and I have way more, but we're gonna
we're running out of time, guys. Let's do our Spotify Wrapped predictions.
Yes.
Okay, so artist of the year, who we all think is gonna be artist of the year.
Oh my gosh.
For us.
I know number one, Okay Lou. Okay Lou's number one for me.
Okay Lou.
I know for a fact. Harvest Sky is going to be a song on my top five as well.
For sure.
I know for a fact with underscores.
I have no clue who's going to be mine. It might be Arca. It might be Kali Uchis. But I'm also thinking FK Twigs most likely.
Yeah, I think Arca is going to be on there for you like for sure.
Maybe top five. I think my top five, I'm going to have like one Kali Uchis song. Maybe it's Daggers. I don't know. For sure an Arca song. I'd be shocked if not. Blade Bird by Okay Lou.
Yes.
100% going to be on there. There's no way it's not.
Perfect song.
And I think that's it for me. What about you, Kara?
I actually wrote down predictions.
She's ready.
Okay, I have like, I think Adela might be on there for like number five or number four for me.
Yeah.
I also think the Marías are going to be on there for the first time for me as well.
Might be for me too, because I had a big Marías
year. I listen to the Marías a lot, like especially in the winter of 2025.
I listened to them for the first time recently.
Bro, like, you're good. How'd you like it?
I liked Cinema the best.
It's so
good. Cinema's so good. Yeah. Oh my God.
I still haven't listened to Cinema from like beginning to end, but I've listened to many Cinema songs.
Heavy was my favorite.
Yeah, that's just so good. You I like what? Hush.
I like Talk to Her. Talk to Her.
I'm just going to read out my prediction. You know, I'm just going to be vulnerable. I think number one is going to be Pink Panthers. Number two.
Shocker.
What?
No. Okay, number two, guys, it might be Kanye, but I don't want it to be Kanye.
Ooh. Crickets.
And then number three, it might be Charlie. And then four, The Beatles. And then five, Dominic Fike.
Ooh, okay. So you such have like a crazy like an order.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I think.
I actually low key.
Hopefully I'm right. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe switch it up a little.
Yeah. There's this one year where my top two artists was Taylor Swift and Kanye West.
Oh.
Anyways.
You're interesting for that. Wow. I actually think Charlie XCX might be in my top five again.
Me too.
Which I don't know if I want that. Because this year I was like, I'm gonna be different. I'm not gonna have her in my top five. And I think it's just like It's just gonna be there because I may not. Oh, I forgot. I may not have listened to like Brat at all this year, but Pop 2 and True Romance were like on loop.
Oh my God, True Romance was on repeat for me.
Yeah,
that's why I think like Charlie might be in my top five.
We need a Charlie episode.
We're
gonna have a Charlie episode.
We're gonna do a poll on our story, and you guys can vote if we should do a Charlie episode or not.
Hey guys, yes or no?
We need to see if people would actually listen to that. But Charlie XCX.
It's Charlie baby.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I think that's it for today. Our rock episode. Anything last? You guys want to say anything else? Any lasting impressions?
I think I'm good.
Any
I'm
last
really
words
excited.
For
Any
our last
words
season?
For our last episode of the
maybe
season?
Maybe stay tuned.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Onox. Stay tuned and
something big is coming.
Yes, and freaky. Okay.
Something big is.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been Onox. This is our sixth episode, the Rock Edition.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed the first season.
Bye guys. Bye.
See you later.